Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and at the AM dial, 630 kilohertz, and are live streaming as well. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Ow! And they deserve it. Man, there's some wiffle bat that needs to be happening here.
Yes, it never ceases to amaze us.
The Gestapo is rising in America.
Yeah, they are.
And Gestapo always deserves wiffle bats upside the head.
Oh, yep, or worse. Yes.
Now they got parents that are protesting this critical race theory, which is communism. It's communist, anti-American doctrine. And parents that are standing opposed to it, or any of this tranny, any of this twisted, insane information that they're trying to indoctrination they're trying to put on the instill in the children. Parents are as outraged as they should be.
Yep.
And so all these school boards, national school boards, weren't running, sniveling to the Biden administration. Is there something you could do about classifying these guys as domestic terrorists? And they're like, sure. Yeah,
right.
We're on it. Yep.
Well, in fact, I have a story. One of my articles is describing a Constitution focus group that has formed in North Carolina to question the local constitutionality of what they're mandating through the school boards. And
right.
So I'll be covering that after the break and tell a little bit more about that and some other core constitutional rights that are under threat from quasi-totalitarian movements and being talked about from constitutional scholars.
Right. So now they're using the FBI as Gestapo to protect the advancement of unconstitutional communist doctrines.
Right, right.
If the FBI really were doing their job, they would be helping to root out all of the communists that are embedded in our
intergovernment positions.
Well, our education system.
Well, our education system, our government, all of it.
That's where they are absolutely saturated. It's in our the public education system.
Definitely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
It needs to be totally purged, not protected.
That's right.
Purged.
Yep.
And, you know, what they're trying to the perversions that they are trying to instill in our children just decades ago would have gotten people hung. I mean, they would have lynched the people that were trying to pervert their children.
Oh, no kidding.
In the way that they're doing. Now they're protecting it. I mean, how far does it go when a parent says, if you're going to, I don't know, use my child in a sexual some type of
demonstration,
right? Are you going to eat them, or are you going to sacrifice them? Or I mean, at what point should a parent say, "If you do that to my kid,
I'll kill you"?
I'll kill you. Oh, that's terrorism. That's terrorism right there. We can't have that. No, there's some things that's one of the things that's what I love about the Ninth Amendment. It covers all of the other amendments that were not enumerated. You know, the Ninth Amendment basically says this Bill of Rights is by no means comprehensive, complete, exhaustive. It's just because it's not listed in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean it's that you don't have those rights. A parent's rights over your children and what they're taught in the schools is an absolute God-given right.
That's a God-given right. Yep.
Yep. Unquestionable.
Yep.
And so, anyway, on that note, I guess the number one response that I have seen, and people aren't getting overly emotional about it. The response here, and FBI, sit up and take note, because this is the response across the nation that I'm seeing in Patriot conversations, and it is two words: bring it.
Yep.
I mean, right. they're that's just right. like, bring it.
Well, and that's what it, do you remember when we were in Olympia a couple years ago when I was working for Representative Shea? That was also the sentiment that pretty much got everybody right out of their seats was touch our kids and you're going down.
Right.
You know, and that was where everybody's lines were drawn in the sand. Everybody from representatives and senators to special forces that were, you know, like security for those people as well.
Right.
Those people basically stood up out of their seats and were like, absolutely not.
Right.
Anything to do with our kids that is like this pedophile perversion education is absolutely unacceptable.
Right. Not going
to
happen.
To even the first letter, it's unacceptable.
That's right.
And so the fact that they are pushing this stuff in schools, oh boy, I can just, I don't know, my advice to people would be get your kids out of those schools, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Just flat out get them out.
All Patriots' children should be out of the public schools. There's no...
That's right.
Oh, we need to be salt and light.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Children don't need to be salt and light. Adults need to be salt and light.
Right. In those situations, you are they're getting ground up. We're losing our children.
We have to be protectors of the children, and right. that's throwing them to the wolves. Because right. because basically, it's the adults that are in charge in those schools that are taking advantage of them and pushing perversion upon them, and we aren't there to protect them. Those from those adults in those situations. And so the only real option that you have is just get your kids out of those schools.
Get them out of that environment. Yep. Exactly. You don't send your kid into a minefield.
Yep.
You know, and to say that, well, they're just going to be salt and light.
Nope. Not to adults.
Know, it's like nope. I've said, this is like taking a 10-year-old and just handing him an M4 and kind of show him the basics of how it works and sending him to Afghanistan.
Well, you're essentially asking a child to defend himself from pedophilia, you know, and that's
aggressive.
that is a horrifying thing to do to any child against an adult, any adult. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
not.
And then all of the critical race theory, all of this communism. America is evil, you know, racism is rampant, all this garbage. This is what the people are pushing back. They're furious, and they should be. And now I've got a document here we'll read from the Attorney General. But let's do the word of the day first.
Yes, let's get right to it.
And thank you guys all for your just awesome letters of support.
Yes, we've
your
had
prayers.
Some... Yeah, amazing feedback this last week, input and feedback and emails there's several emails I still need to respond to. So if you have written to me and you're waiting for my response, I'm getting to you. I will get there.
We will.
Can't wait to,
yep.
as a matter of fact. It's been amazing. You people are just flat out amazing.
This is awesome.
And we want you to know how much we just
incredible.
Absolutely appreciate you guys out there. So
yep. Yep.
So
all right. So let's do the word of the day.
The word of the day answers a question this time. And the word of the day comes to us from Psalm chapter 78, verses 36 and 39, which read, "They flattered him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongue, for their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again." And that is the answer to the question of what did Jesus mean when he said, "I never knew you, depart from me, you that practice lawlessness. What does that mean? And so here where it says they flattered him with their mouth and they lied to him with their tongue, meaning him with a capital H, right? So we're talking about how people are saying that they support the Lord, they believe in the Lord, but the Lord is looking at their heart, and the Lord is saying to them, you guys are just flattering me with your words, and you're lying to me with your tongue because your heart is not with me.
Right.
And so what you're saying is the equivalent of lies. And so you know, that really struck me because, you know, here when we're getting ready, we're approaching another Feast of Trumpets where we need to have our vessels full of
oil,
the holy anointing, the Holy Spirit. In other words, we need to have them full so that we aren't the five foolish virgins who are off and, distracted with other things. And, you know, because it's about obedience, because it says that, he that says, I know him and keeps not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And that's 1 John 2:4. And so knowing him means that we obey him, and, willful disobedience basically cuts off that relationship and drives away the Holy Spirit and effectively removes an individual from the position of grace.
Yep.
And so it says in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so, you know, as like I'm saying, we don't want anything that is going to drive the Holy Spirit away from us. We want to be close to him.
Yeah.
We don't want to flatter him with our speech and you know, in turn make ourselves out to be liars because our heart's not with him.
Right?
And so that's just I thought that was really, really important that I bring up the point of obedience.
Yes.
And that if you love me, keep my commandments. And you know, all of the kind of edgy things that we've been hearing lately about, you know, we're not under the law anymore, and if you keep the commandments, that's legalism. No, that's love. That's love. It says it right there. If you love me, keep my what? If we're not supposed to follow the law of, you know, love God, love your neighbor as yourself, what are we supposed to follow? What are we supposed to obey? Right.
Right.
And so that's what that is. It's the commandments. And so we need to love him and be obedient and make sure our heart is close to him.
That's true. Especially now when, things are getting so close now. I mean, there's not much left.
Right.
Of the world before it, you know, finally tips off over the edge.
Right.
And, you know, once it goes full tilt, you know, we're going to watch some things unfold that, you want to be very close to the Lord for.
Absolutely.
And don't want to miss out. You know, we believe the doctrine that we believe is the rapture doctrine, which means, God is going to take his church out of the world for his judgment on the world.
Right.
Because right now there's evil. This gets a lot of people hung up. Why, if there's a God, why does he allow evil? Why do children get harmed? Why do people hurt other people? And, well, that's because there's evil rampant in the world right now. We were told that it was just going to continue to get more intense, that evil would have its day and it would only be temporary.
Right.
And there will be a time when evil's going to have its way, absolutely unopposed.
Yep.
And the church is taken out, and God's wrath is poured out, and then that's when God will deal with the evil in the world through His wrath.
Right.
And so that's not for us to endure. Although there will be believers, you know, that are going through that period as well. People that will become believers, you know, after that period, it'll be very, very difficult for them.
That's right.
You know, and that's coming up.
Well, and so it also says, you know, pray that you be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation. And
yes.
So are you one of the wise five virgins, or are you one of the distracted, far from the Lord, virgins that have to run off and find oil when it's last minute and it's too late
and miss it
Yep.
Don't want to be there.
No. Yeah. No.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's good. And one more time, that was Psalm.
That was Psalm 78.
78.
Verses 36 through 39. And yeah, okay. I had to do a self-check on that. And that really got me, because I thought, I really wanted to check my own heart there, because I felt a little bit convicted, like, am I as close as I want to be, as I need to be, you know?
As I think I am.
Right. What does the Lord think about where I am?
Exactly. You know?
And so that's what matters to me.
Yeah, I've been going through a lot of that myself. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, good. Thank you. Excellent. That is definitely something for people to meditate on, not just for the rest of the day, but the rest of the week. But we'll go ahead and take a break. Real quick here, segment one brought to you by U.S. Law Shield, providing legal defense for self-defense. Whether it's a criminal or whether it's a civil type legal situation you might find yourself in when you have to defend yourself. But it's just $11 a month with the discount for our listeners and Amron members. If you go to RadioFreeReadout.com and click on the banner on the right-hand side of the page, and that will get you that discount. Okay, so stay right there, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute, announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do correct this terrible course that America is on right now. 444 gives us a biblical, peaceful, and constitutional method that does not require a central figure like a sitting president in order to be successful. This action is something that needs to be done in every community around the nation and is straightforward and simple to follow. Christians in America need a plan, and this is it. You can get your copy today by going to RadioFreeReadout.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialist and communist and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help take your preps to the next level with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher behind the microphone over there. And the website is prepping2-0.com. All right, segment two here. One of the things I wanted to hit right out the gate with the Wiffle Bat Wednesday are the Department of Justice. This came out breaking yesterday. I'm sure most of you have heard about this already. Attorney General Merrick Garland has instructed the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory in public schools, citing quote-unquote threats. The letter follows the National School Board Association's request to classify protests as domestic terrorism. So, I mean, they're just the way that they're flinging domestic terrorism around, you know, it's losing all of its luster.
But, right, just like the term racist.
Exactly. It just has no bearing anymore, right. Except what it's doing is authorizing them to use all of the weapons in their arsenal to suppress anyone who would stand up against communism or any type of perversion against their children. This is where the war gets started. This is where the founding fathers would say, what are you guys still doing standing around with your fingers up your noses? With your trigger fingers up your noses. So this is the letter that was put out by Merrick Garland just a couple of days ago. In recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. While spirited debate about policy matters is protected under our Constitution, that protection does not extend to threats of violence or efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views. Threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core values. Those who dedicate their time and energy to ensuring that our children receive a proper education in a safe environment deserve to be able to do their work without fear for their safety. If you are working to pervert our children, you should be in fear for your safety.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my opinion. Yep. Okay, so yep. The department takes these incidents seriously and is committed to using its authority and resources to discourage these threats, identify them when they occur, and prosecute them when appropriate. In the coming days, so here comes the witch hunts. In the coming days, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Nothing about the criminal conduct of the school personnel.
Right, exactly. What about lewd behavior in front of a child? That's against the law.
Right. How about teaching something other than a Republican form of government?
That's right. That's against the law. And how about fascism, the fact that here what we have and what we're seeing is that these school boards are being misled into making draconian mandates and how it's not up to school boards to do that. That's the right. That is actually the state's job that's supposed to do that, not any kind of a school board. But they know this, the state knows it can't legally do it. And so right. just like when they're asking all of these businesses to enforce some kind of vaccine mandate on their employees, you know, that is also a fascist thing to do.
Right.
Because they can't demand it. The state can't legally demand it. And so they're trying to force and coerce all the businesses into doing it. And they have no legal authority to do it either.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, that's what we're looking at here with this article that I've got from the Epoch Times. And it is titled that Constitution Focus Groups Form in North Carolina to Question Local Government's Authority. And it says here that amid a climate of tightening restrictions, mandates, and dwindling freedoms, U.S. Constitution focus groups have formed to sort through much of what has gone unchallenged until last year, when a growing number of people began asking if what the government is doing is legal. Well, yeah, you think?
Yeah.
And so, well, you know, God bless those people, first of all, because these constitution groups should be forming everywhere. And just
yes.
like I wrote in my book, this should be happening in every community in the whole United States right now.
That's right.
Everybody needs to be bringing up Article 4, Section 4, and saying, hello, this is communism and it's illegal. And any communist sitting in any of these positions is there illegally.
Yep.
And we need to purge them. We need to file them for violating their oaths of office, remove them. I mean, you can charge them. Those are legal charges.
Right.
And you can have anybody unseated for that alone. And so it's right there. Article 4, Section 4. It's such a powerful, powerful thing. And if people in these constitution groups had copies of my book, they would understand what, I mean, the easiest death knell for these people in these positions is exactly that. And so, but what these people are finding is that, that they're, the states are telling the school boards to do it. And so,
and they're happy to do it because they're so infiltrated with communists.
Right. And like in North Carolina, it says the NCDHHH, HHS, basically the health department there for North Carolina, has the authority to quarantine and implement control measures for communicable diseases under the North Carolina statute. However, the statute itself says that that health department must issue an order. But the current guidelines issued by the health department are not orders. They are recommendations. And so one of the main people in that constitution group is saying, that's what we're driving at here. The state is trying to get the school board to do the state's job, but the state should be the entity assessing the risk and implementing control measures in the least restrictive manner, because it's really stepping on a lot of constitutional rights and liberties. Yep. And so he has nailed it. I just hope they understand which constitutional rights and liberties those are, right?
Well, more and more of these are forming across the United States. These type of constitution boards and committees that are working with legislators, yep. legislatures, and also we're seeing a lot of legislature being put forward that is banning critical race theory. And
the other communist inventions.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
And so that's a good thing. So I mean, let this get whittled down to a few pockets where they, you know, where they want it, where they embrace it. But Massachusetts or, you know, pockets where they love communism, and you're not going to just tear it away from them. But you know, George Orwell said, "All tyrannies rule through fraud and force." But once fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force.
Wow.
And that's where we are right now. Let's break out the FBI, the new Gestapo, and they're on to us with the fraud. So now we're just going to rely exclusively on force.
Wow.
Yep. That's where we are. So, all right, guys, you have a blessed, safe rest of the day, and be right here tomorrow morning for the morning commute, 7 a.m.
That's right. You have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.